3D printers are humming across the Charlotte area this week, making protective equipment for healthcare workers, which is in short supply in North Carolina and states across the U.S. WFAE's Claire Donnelly reports.
This is what it sounds like in a second floor room of Aubrey Hedrick's townhome. She made this recording with her cell phone. Two 3D printers, boxes slightly bigger than microwaves, are working away. Hedrick works at the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. About a week ago, just before Mecklenburg County's stay-at-home order took effect, she and three other staff members loaded eight of the library's 3D printers into their cars.
The printers I have are from the main library uptown, and so we sometimes have individuals, when they're in the library, they're like, oh, it's like a little robot singing to you. It's kind of like a little robot song, I guess.
These 3D printers are making parts for face shields, clear plastic guards that healthcare workers wear to protect themselves from germs. They're using a pattern from a printer company called Prusa. The shields have three main pieces: a plastic headband or visor that goes around a person's head, a clear plastic shield that covers their face, and a bottom brace that lines the shield's bottom edge. Hedrick says she can print a batch of 16 bottom braces in about 12 hours.
I can start something when I first get up, let it run throughout the day. It'll typically finish in the evening. I can take that stuff off, start another print that'll print overnight while I'm sleeping.
Hedrick and the CM library team aren't the only ones using their 3D printers to make these materials. A group called Charlotte MEDI, which stands for Medical Emergency Device Innovation, is coordinating efforts across the metro. Charlotte Latin School is 3D printing in its fab lab, as well as laser cutting clear plastic for the shields. Local company Texlon Plastics has developed a mold for the headbands that could speed up production. MEDI also has a 3D printing guide on its website for others who want to help. When the pieces are finished, MEDI team members pick them up, sanitize them, and assemble the shields to donate. According to its website, the group has delivered about 900 shields to healthcare workers. Hedrick says she's working to bring four other library printers online to help with the effort, and could soon have printers plugged in all over her house. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.